From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, this is Newsmakers. I'm Maureen McCollum. La Crosse County government officials are holding a public hearing on Monday night to consider an ordinance that would regulate electronic signs. It's been a hot-button topic since last May when Olympus Media put up a digital billboard along Highway 16 entering the city of La Crosse. Both the city and county of La Crosse have a moratorium on new electronic billboards until an ordinance is approved. Rich Kasten Schmidt has lived in his home near La Crosse's controversial billboard for the past 45 years and was surprised when the sign went up. He's been lobbying for regulation since then. WPR's John Davis asked Kasten Schmidt to describe how the digital billboard is affecting his life.
My dining room table, where we have all our meals, is 350 feet from that sign. And when you look at a change in a little less than 8 seconds, it's about 115,000 changes every 24 hours. So it's a lot of flashing, and that's the irritation part. You know, initially it was put in with a static sign. It was illuminated, but it was static. It did not flash or change. And after it was up for a short period that way, then they changed it to electronic. And that made a world of difference from an irritation standpoint, because you see this flashing in your window all the time, and also from a driver safety standpoint, because it's a very distractive change, you know, changing every 7.5 to 8 seconds. It's very distracting for drivers, and that particular location is one of the highest accident rates in the La Crosse area because of the traffic jams that occurred with, you know, there's 35,000 cars a day go on Highway 16 past this intersection.
Have you noticed traffic safety has been different since this went in?
Well, I hear an awful lot of screeching, let's put it that way. And we have photos of a number of accidents that occurred right by the sign. Now, can we say that they were directly attributed to the sign? No. We don't have anything to support that, but we've got a number of photos of accidents that took place right by the sign with the sign in the background. So, I mean, obviously it has to have some effect, but probably when it happens, nobody's going to admit that they looked at the sign and that's why they got an accident. So you're never going to be able to substantiate that.
Are there other ways that this billboard has affected you?
No, only because of the fact that it was put up initially with no, even though they met the state requirements, they put up the sign with no notification to neighbors or anything else, and then they change it to electronic, which was also legal at the time. They could put it up and change it from a static billboard to electronic billboard with no notification of any of the neighbors, so or neighborhood area or anybody. It was just the state allowed them to do that. And unfortunately, you know, they're a big profit maker. You know, they're, you know, approximately $500,000 cost to build one from scratch. And with that in mind, they're looking for a very high return on their investment. And so they looked at it strictly from an investment and profit standpoint and not necessarily what was best for the citizens of La Crosse or for the safety of the people of La Crosse or for the aesthetic view, because it's right in a natural environment area between the grassy marshlands and the bluffs. So it's a very scenic area, and that's the first thing that you see when you come in and out of La Crosse is that sign. So they did it strictly for a profit standpoint. Which their business, they're going to try and do that. But, you know, basically a good business as a citizen should look at all the areas, not just where can I make the most money.
So you never talked to Olympus Media prior to this going out. Have you talked to them since it's been up?
Oh, absolutely. We've had many meetings with them. You know, they came out here with their people and turned down the intensity, which I'll be honest with you, that did help, because initially they had it set at maximum brightness, and it was very distracting then. So at night they turned it down somewhat. I mean, it's still very offensive, don't get me wrong. You can see this thing for miles away, but it did improve it. So I give them credit for at least turning it down that much anyway. The daytime, they turn it back up because they want it to be a sharp contrast with the daylight lighting and the sun and everything. So,
what would be a good remedy for you? Do you want this billboard removed? Or Well, some sort of regulation placed on it?
What we're trying to do, you know, for the most part, that sign is there. They met all the existing rules and regulations at the time they put it in. So that sign, I'm stuck with it for like 30 years. That's how long those leases run for. But what we're trying to do is keep anybody else from having to look at the same thing that we have. So we've worked with the county and the city and created moratoriums for any new sign changes or development until we set the new guidelines. The county has set their PRD committee, which is their property resource development group. They have come up with our help and the sign company's input. You know, they've been compromised all the way through. They have come up with a new set of rules, and there'll be a public hearing on that this coming Monday at the Onalaska Omni Center at 6 o'clock. So we're encouraging everybody that's got any kind of interest or input to show up and basically give their opinion either way of how they feel on new regulations for signs.
What are some highlights for you of these regulations that have been developed?
Probably the main thing is the distance from residential properties and agricultural properties. In other words, the area they put up a sign has to be a commercial, has zoned commercial, the size of the signs. And all the way through everything that's in the new set of regulations, and it's quite a long list, has been a compromise. We did not get our way on everything, and neither did the sign companies. So, you know, even though the new sign regulations are stricter than they were before, they're so loose that for the most part, there really wasn't any regulations. Once they had a sign up, they could do anything they wanted, and that's not right. In the surveys that have been taken and referendums that have been taken around the country, 80% of the people have said that we need tighter sign regulations. So, I mean, it's not just La Crosse or a group of citizens. It's basically something that's going all over the country to try and regulate the changes. For instance, the 8-second change, we originally had in there that it should be a 60-second. Some places like Denver, they've got 1 hour. In other words, you can only change the image once every hour. And the reason being, it's the change of the sign that is the irritation and the safety standpoint. It's a distraction when you're driving down the highway. You know, and along with just the billboards, we've also included the local business signs and tried to put some reasonable control on those. We're not against digital signs. We don't want to look like Las Vegas. We basically want it to look, and you can put up nice-looking digital signs that are monument-style signs that enhance a business's appearance and not detract from it.
Are you afraid we're heading toward Las Vegas if there's not some sort of, regulation put on these?
Let's put it this way. La Crosse, just the city of La Crosse, has 278 billboard faces. We're second in the state of Wisconsin. Only Milwaukee beats us. As a comparison, the city of Eau Claire only has around 50 faces. You know, and they're actually a bigger city than we are, population-wise and area-wise. So, you know, they've done a better job of controlling it over the years than we have. And that's, you know, that's shame on us, but we got to draw the line in the sand and say, with 278 faces, they should be able to get all the advertising that they need. And everything that's out there now is being grandfathered. In other words, nobody has to take down any signs. So, you know, we're saying, okay, we've gone far enough, let's draw the line and look forward and say, you know, what should we do for the future? So, you know, that's basically where we're coming from as a group of citizens and tried to say we've gone far enough. La Crosse area, La Crosse County area, is a beautiful, beautiful countryside. And we want to maintain that, not see it go downhill any further than it has from these signs.
Rich Kastenschmidt owns a home near a new digital billboard on Highway 16 near the entrance to La Crosse. A La Crosse County committee is holding a public hearing on new digital sign regulations Monday night at 6 at Onalaska's Omni Center. You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. Recently, the group Scenic La Crosse invited a consultant to town, someone who did the first federal study of how digital signs impact traffic safety, dating back to the early 80s. Jerry Wachtel is an engineering psychologist who has done research work not only for the government, but also the billboard industry. WPR's John Davis asked him what has changed with the signs since his first study.
What's changed in 30 years is what we can see. You've got one shining example here in La Crosse. They've gotten much bigger. They've become full color. They are capable of television, high-definition quality video. They are extremely bright. They can be seen in full color, in full sunlight. And they're huge. They can be of essentially any size. The standard billboard is about 14 by 48 feet, but the technology is really unlimited in size. You can see in football stadiums and baseball stadiums, you know, where these things are going. And to have them out on the roadways is something that I think is a concern.
The technology has changed. Have the traffic concerns changed with the technology? I mean, are you more likely today to get in an accident near one of these billboards that can rotate signs every, 4 or 5 seconds?
The question of the concerns of traffic safety, I would certainly say, has grown with the technology. I have a couple of caveats to that. One is that these days, the concern about driver distraction is in the news almost every day. Primarily, the focus has been on cell phones and on text messaging and so on, and that's an appropriate place for the focus to be. But we know from dozens and dozens of research studies that have been conducted all over the world, not just here in the States, that distractions that are external to the vehicle, and billboards would fit into that category, are just as concerning, maybe more so, because what we now know is that if a driver takes his or her eyes off the road for, one study says 1.6 seconds, another study says 2 seconds, but if a driver takes his or her eyes off the road for that period of time or more, the risk of a crash goes up by a factor of almost 3. So, and it could be taking your eyes off the road for any reason, you know, to put a new CD in the disk drive, or to work with your navigation system, or to have a conversation with a passenger in the car, or to discipline your kids who are fighting in the back seat. So it doesn't matter what the cause is of taking your eyes off the road. But the unique thing about billboards is that they are the only driver distraction whose sole purpose is driver distraction. And I think that's what puts them in a separate category. In many of these other cases, we can't control how you interact with other passengers in your car. We can't and shouldn't have a big brother who says, thou shalt not change the temperature on the air conditioning system now. But when you've got these signs on the road that are designed in such a way to attract your attention and to hold it for extended periods of time, I think that's something we need to be concerned about.
Since 1980, I don't know, have you studied traffic safety further with these, or have other studies been done about traffic safety and digital billboards?
Yes.
And what did they suggest?
For many, many years, I mean, these studies about traffic safety and billboards predate the digital billboards. Some of these studies go back to the 1930s. The newer the studies, for many reasons, the more recent studies are better controlled from a scientific point of view. They are using more powerful statistical analysis techniques and so on. So where the early studies, the older studies, had a lot of problems, you know, you could find that their methods were not quite right, they used the wrong statistics. For the most part now, studies are being conducted better and better. And the better studies are increasingly showing that there are serious crash risks from these billboards. And one study was done by the billboard industry itself, and it found serious problems, but it didn't report it. It buried the data.
Are digital billboards a much different animal than just regular billboards are?
The digital billboards, and this comes to the human factors, to the engineering psychology, humans are hardwired to be attracted to bright lights, to objects that seem to flash, and particularly when those things are in our peripheral vision. And so the manufacturers and the owners of the digital billboards have capitalized on that capability that they have. They can be much brighter than a traditional billboard. The change of color from one message to the next, from blue to red to yellow, whatever it may be, even though the industry says these signs do not flash, if you're a driver approaching one and you can see it for several seconds and you can see the message changing, it conveys the impression that it's flashing. And it is hard to look away from that. The brighter it is and the more often it flashes, you want to look at it, and in some ways you can't help yourself from looking at it. So yes, I think that the digitals have a much stronger potential to capture the attention and to take the eyes off the road than the traditional ones do.
In recent years, La Crosse area has seen a proliferation of these signs, you know, whether they be smaller signs in front of businesses, they're brighter, you know. Is La Crosse just catching up with the rest of the world on this?
There certainly has been a growth of this technology everywhere I've gone. I don't know if I can say La Crosse is catching up, but La Crosse seems to be very much in the flow of what's going on nationwide. Obviously, you know, there are some cities, there are four states that completely ban billboards of all kinds. There are others that have put a ban on digital billboards. And often that doesn't happen until a digital billboard goes up, and then people start saying, well, how did this happen, you know, and how come my bedroom window is brightly illuminated all night long from this flashing sign? So I think La Crosse is pretty typical in terms of what's happening around the country. And I know that there are public officials here in the city who are very concerned about that, because you live in a very beautiful, natural environment. And I suspect that there's a lot of outdoor activity of people enjoying the river and the bluffs and the trails and the marshes and all of that. And it's well known that people come to vacation and to be tourists in places that are beautiful like this because of that natural beauty. And I think that this proliferation of these flashing signs that lends a kind of a gaudy atmosphere is something that detracts from that.
So other parts of the country are struggling with ordinances like La Crosse is?
They are. I've been just in the last several months, I've been involved in ordinance issues in Gulfport, Mississippi, in three townships outside of Philadelphia, in Los Angeles, in Tacoma, Washington. It's happening all over. And the fight always seems to be the same. You know, the billboard companies are pretty strong-willed about their rights and their demands and so on, and they're very much unwilling to compromise. It's very difficult. I believe personally, from the safety perspective, that there are things that could be done to make the digital billboards less of a distraction. And I've written about that and I've talked about that, and the billboard companies don't want to hear it. They just want what they want, and they don't care about the consequences.
What can be done to make them safer?
For one thing is you tone down the brightness at night. They all or most have the capability to do that. They have a photocell that supposedly is sensitive to changes in the light and can make them dimmer at night. But there's no requirement to do that. And the billboard industry has put out some guidelines to billboard owners as to what to do, but their guidelines are all wrong. I've spoken with a lot of lighting experts. and they all agree that there is a pretty good way to develop guidelines or regulations for how to regulate this brightness and what the brightness level should be, and the industry is choosing not to follow them. So they're too bright by probably a factor of two or more. The interval at which they change their message is a key thing that, as I say, attracts the driver's eye. And so if you extended that, if you required a message to be kept on the face of the billboard for a longer period of time so that drivers didn't see this flashing effect and weren't concerned about, well, what's coming next? You know, I just want to keep looking until I see what's next. If a driver could only see a single change of the message as he or she drove along the roadway, that would go a long way toward minimizing the distraction factor. They're too busy. You have a couple of billboards here in La Crosse I saw that are for Pepsi, and they're very simple. It says Pepsi. It's got the Pepsi logo on it. You can look at that sign, get the message, and ignore it for the rest of the time. That's perfect. But there are too many billboards, particularly the digital billboards, that are so filled with information and use letter styles and fonts and scripts that make it hard to read. They all know, the billboard industry knows, because they've had books about this for years and years, keep the message simple. But they choose not to, I think, because they know they capture the driver's eye for that much longer period of time. I think it's self-defeating, frankly. But if the messages were kept simpler, easier to read, faster to read, I think it would benefit everybody, and it would certainly improve the traffic safety.
Jerry Wachtel is president of the California-based Viridian Group. He was recently in La Crosse, giving his input on digital signs. One note, several calls seeking an interview with Olympus Media to get the company's perspective on this issue were not returned. The public has a chance to weigh in on a new La Crosse County sign ordinance at a public hearing Monday night at 6 at Onalaska's Omni Center. More information is available on our website, wpr.org/lacrosse. Thanks for listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCullum. Our production team includes Steve Roysom, John Gatto, Mary Mian Stroub, and our senior news editor and producer, John Davis. To hear archives of this or other recent editions of Newsmakers, visit our website at wpr.org/lacrosse. In addition to Newsmakers, you'll find archived reports and special series produced by the La Crosse News Bureau. And if you'd like to comment on this week's Newsmakers or have a suggestion for future shows, you'll also find links to our producers and staff. That and more at wpr.org/lacrosse. Newsmakers is also now on Facebook. Updates on future shows, links to our archives, and more. Follow us at WPR Newsmakers on Facebook.